FM 104's Real Dublin Life.
My name is Darren O'Connor. I'm a sub-officer with Dublin Fire Brigade based in Tarrachie Fire Station.
Becoming a firefighter was something that had interested Darren from a young age. But like any job, there are some challenges.
For me, the most challenging part of my job would be where someone has passed away and we're trying to resuscitate them, and then you may have to bring the loved ones in off to a room in the house and break the news to them that there's nothing medically that we can actually do, that everything we've done has been done.
Dublin Fire Brigade have to constantly work to ensure that the worst case scenario can be avoided.
Yes, we're arriving at something like the Metro Fire. The intensity of the fire caught everyone, but we were able to successfully fight the fire. But after a good bit of assessing of risks, the first thing for any firefighter or any officer in the fire brigade is the preservation of life.
Tackling a fire and saving lives at the same time involves keeping a cool head.
You would always be kind of slightly nervous. You get there and there's flames coming out bedroom windows, and you either make up your mind that there is definitely someone in the house, you know, you don't put anyone at unnecessary risk, members of the public or firefighters. First of all, the main danger is to control the fire, then we get in, get teams in searching and try and locate and rescue the casualty.
Even though their main call of duty is to put out fires, crews are also tasked with many other jobs.
The old wives' tales of rescuing cats up trees, but we do on occasion assist in animal rescue. Dublin Fire Brigade is unique in the range of services that each individual firefighter and paramedic can provide. So we have 12 full-time ambulances manned by firefighters on rotation. We are the body that responds to any marine emergency in the Irish water. So if there's a fire on a ship off the coast of Kerry, firefighters are transported from our training centre by helicopter and dropped on the ship. They're trained in specialist firefighting.
Naturally, to work in a job where you need to be alert and where there's an abundance of risks, you'd have to enjoy it.
Yeah, I like my job because every day is different. I like shift work as well. The people I work with, so I get to work, I get to travel around a number of different stations, so you get to meet a lot of the different people. And as well, you get to use a lot of skills and you get to learn a lot of skills. There's no monotony in the job.
FM 104's Real Dublin Life. FM 104's Real Dublin Life.
My name is Aisling Green. I am a carnivore keeper here at Dublin Zoo.
Aisling has a deep-rooted background working with animals on a farm and as a vet, so she feels right at home working in Dublin Zoo. The number of different species amounts to over 500 animals, and she's delighted to get the chance to work with these fascinating creatures. She tells us what it's like getting up close and personal with them.
I'm actually the veterinary nurse for the zoo, so if any of the animals are sick or a little unwell, I'd be called to the area and would have to nurse them back to health. But 9 times out of 10 now, there's always be a barrier between us and them. The majority of the animals here actually are very dangerous, so you wouldn't want to share too much space with them really, but it is just a privilege now to be able to get up and close to them. It is one of the perks of the job really.
While there are loads of perks to the job, the team at Dublin Zoo face many challenges every day. One of the more heartbreaking ones was when their beloved gorilla Harry sadly passed away this year.
Just recently, with Harry, our gorilla passing away, it was quite difficult because I had worked with him for about 7 years, and you know, he was such a great character, and it's just such a loss. They are the dark days of the job, they are the hardest days. You carry that with you for a couple of days, even a couple of weeks, and then something else will happen, like the new gorilla baby being born, and it's just like, yeah, this is what I'm here for. It's worth it.
In the end, Aisling feels that the highs massively outweigh the lows, and she wouldn't trade her job for the world.
I absolutely love my job. It is the best job I could ever have landed into. The animals we get to work with, the people you get to talk to, and the enthusiasm the kids have as well about the animals. It's just a one in a million job. I can't believe I work here, and it's just an absolute privilege.
FM 104's Real Dublin Life. FM 104's Real Dublin Life.
Hi, my name's Killian O'Brien. I'm a cabin crew member at Aer Lingus.
Killian had no idea when he applied for a job in Aer Lingus that he'd be able to merge his love of travelling with his career, and 10 years later, he has no regrets.
My role on a day-to-day basis as cabin crew, you would meet your crew, show up at the airport, go through security, check in with your colleagues, check for any updates that might have happened in relation to safety or service. You'd go through a safety briefing, you'd talk about the flight, out to the aircraft, we'd get the aircraft ready fairly quickly. You'll have 317 guests on the way.
Even though, like every job, there are normal day-to-day routines to attend to, there are some serious perks for Killian.
People really do tell you their life story when you get talking to them on board. The other night, coming home from New York, we had a man who hadn't been home for 50 years. On the way over, we had a lady who was 92. It was her first time on an airplane and first time to leave Ireland.
On long-haul flights, cabin crew might get to spend up to 3 days in some of the destinations, but does travelling all the time time ever get lonely.
The great thing about Aer Lingus is it's a relatively small airline. You know most people there after a while. Every day you might be on a trip, you get to know somebody new, somebody you haven't flown before. When I started flying, you didn't even take your mobile phone with you. 10 years later, we have FaceTime, you have Skype, you have so much more to keep in touch.
Killian has experienced some of the more out of the ordinary flights, which he says have been the most memorable.
In 2009, we took an aircraft from Dublin, one of our A330s, to Haiti after the earthquake. We brought a group of charity workers, nurses, doctors, medication, tents.
It becomes clear that he has a genuine love for his career when he speaks about it.
I love it. It's 10 years in. I don't think it's the kind of job you could stay in for 10 years if you didn't. It's a very sociable place to work. It's never boring. It's no 2 days are alike, and there's great opportunities to progress. You get to travel every once a week. There's really nothing not to like.
FM 104's Real Dublin Life. FM 104's Real Dublin Life.
Hi, my name is Kieran O'Donoghue and I'm an emergency call taker for the National Ambulance Service.
With people's lives hanging in the balance, answering 999 calls from all over the country is not to be taken lightly.
That could be your father or your brother at the other end of the line. So basically, you know, you're doing the best for them. It becomes quite personal.
On average, he takes 50 emergency calls a day. But in some situations, the caller might not always be directly able to say they're in need of medical help.
You're kind of using your own cop on because people are asking for help and you say what happened, and yet you might hear in the background someone screaming. The person might be very quiet on the phone, so then you're kind of, you know, asking these other smaller questions which wouldn't be part of the protocol. You kind of be saying, is this a safe area for you to be answering these questions, and trying to build up a picture. And at that stage you'd be on to your supervisor and saying, I think this is a little bit dodgy, we might get the guards onto this one, or for whatever it might be. We want to care about the person's medical condition and if they're in further danger.
Though they come in by their hundreds every day, there are certain calls which have an impact, and there's one in particular that Kieran will never forget.
It only started about 2 weeks, and I was on the phone to a man approximately 89 years of age down in Cork. We stay on the line with the likes of a person who are on their own having chest pains. And I was just having a brief chat with him just to try and keep him comfortable. Then I just heard the phone go and heard it fall onto the ground, and I'm saying, hello, hello, can you hear me? The crew arrived on scene 5 minutes later and they worked on him. Unfortunately, he wasn't resuscitated. So I was the last person to speak to that man. And I just feel privileged that I was the last person to talk to him, but it was also sad. And that stuck with me.
Kieran is highly dedicated to his job and makes sure he does everything he can for his patients.
I love what I do, and I've helped easily 50 people today. You know, that's not just helping the patients, I've helped their families over the phone, and it's people's lives and people's health at the end of the day. I'm proud of the service that I work for.
FM 104's Real Dublin Life. FM 104's Real Dublin Life.
My name's Gillian Bird. I'm Head of Education and Media at the DSPCA.
Gillian's been at the DSPCA for a whopping 19 years. With her team, she strives to make sure animal cruelty is at a minimum in the future. She does this by educating kids about the right way to treat their pets.
At the end of the day, if we can educate the kids now, they can be the ones who say, no, hang on a second, we're not going to go and buy a dog. We're going to go to a rescue centre and get one. Part of our education programme is to teach kids the importance of caring for animals.
Gillian says that whether it's a domestic or wild animal, the DSPCA will always be on hand to get the animal back on its feet.
So we would be the ones that would go out if somebody rings us and tells us a cat being hit by a car and it's still alive. We'll go out and we'll collect it and bring it in. We try to rehabilitate the animal. We try to find the animal's owner through our lost and found books or through the microchips, and then we reunite it with its owner.
There are some obvious downsides to the job, like witnessing the horrendous cruelty that goes on.
We've had a number of animals in here that come to mind, and you've got cats deliberately set on fire. We've had situations where dogs have been left to starve and they've literally come back from nearly from the death. And we've had horses that have come into us in appalling conditions with their head collars, what they call embedded head collars, where the head collar has basically been too small and has grown into the animal. And it's horrendous, some of the things you see.
Despite the harsh realities that go hand in hand with the job, Gillian's love for the work she does is apparent in her fight to stop animal abuse.
I do love it. No, the day-to-day now can be a bit frustrating at times, and it can be hard work and it can be upsetting, as a lot of people would imagine. But yes, it is very exciting, and no 2 days are ever the same. And it is a fantastic career. It's more like a vocation than a career, and it's good. Hard work, though.
FM 104's Real Dublin Life. FM 104's Real Dublin Life.
Hi, my name is Cathy Bruin and I'm a professional dog groomer.
With her own business in Sandyford Village called Canine Creations, Cathy is living her dream. But she says not every dog is the same.
I've studied in depth over 114 different breeds. So everything from their personality traits to their coat type and the appropriate methods to create their breed specified haircut.
Cathy now has a few regulars, but admits it's hard not to get attached.
I've got lots of dogs that come to me, you know, every 6 weeks or even more, and you just get really attached to them because you're seeing them so often and they come in and they're wagging their tail and they're so happy to see you.
There are risks involved. Cathy says some dogs can become aggressive.
Some dogs will show signs. I mean, they'll growl or they'll snarl, but some dogs don't, which is quite dangerous. They will give you a look and you kind of think, oh, you know, it's fine. And then all of a sudden they'll come and they'll clamp down in your hands.
Cathy advises grooming your dog regularly. She says pets can be in pain if their fur gets too matted.
When I worked in Australia, there was an instance where a dog came in and it was really, really matted. So we clipped it off and it came back, you know, several months later in the exact same state with infected eyes, and it actually had lots of fleas on it. So in that case, we did feel it was important to report it because there was just no excuse for it to happen again.
It's no secret Cathy loves what she does.
It's just so nice when you get a dog coming in, and especially a little puppy for the very first haircut. You know, they're all sort of long and shaggy and you can't see their eyes, and then you just transform them into this really cute little teddy bear.
FM 104's Real Dublin Life. FM 104's Real Dublin Life.
Hi, my name is Colette. I'm a wedding planner at Elegant Events by Colette.
It's arguably one of the happiest days of a person's life, so Colette is on hand to make sure everything runs as smoothly as possible. But as we all know, not everything can go to plan.
You would never tell a bride or a groom if something stressful is happening. For instance, I had a groom one time who heard that if you put your suit in the shower, it'd take out the wrinkles. He actually physically put it inside in the shower. It took me 3 hours to blow dry his suit that morning with the hairdryer, but obviously we did not inform the bride of this.
Over the years, one particular memory stands out for Colette when a bride accidentally locked herself out of her bedroom the night before her wedding.
Got up, opened the door thinking it was the door to the bathroom, and then when she heard the door slam, she realised she was on the corridor and she was completely naked. So she landed down to reception to the night porter reading the paper. He nearly died, but just then the early morning flight from the States had landed and about 50 people arrived into reception.
After all these years, does she still love her job?
I love it because I suppose it's a really important day in everyone's life. I'm a romantic at heart, so it's wonderful to be involved with everybody for this really romantic day. And it's just a great feeling when the wedding is finished and you're driving away and you've had a really successful day and everyone's really happy. It's always a good feel factor.
FM 104's Real Dublin Life. FM 104's Real Dublin Life.
My name is Kevin. I work for Paranormal Investigators Back in Time.
Trigger objects are used which may have a connection with the spirit, such as a child's toy or a photograph. But not all people who work in this field are believers.
Turns out most of us are skeptics. Open-minded skeptics, I should say. First thing we do, if anything happens or anything is recorded, we try to debunk it as soon as possible. The last thing you would think of would be that it's some sort of paranormal activity.
Although Kevin tries to see reason and logic, there are certain things he has seen that simply cannot be explained.
We've had experiences such as strange light, and we've had musical instruments play, such as a tin whistle or a guitar string playing. I saw a door in a house open on its own, the door handle going down and the door opening and then closing.
One of the more frequent questions Kevin gets asked about the work he does is whether there have ever been any apparitions.
Yes, you can see people standing in front of you who just evaporate into thin air. You can see people walking through walls, which has happened and has been seen by several people in one group. We get a lot of footsteps which can pass through a group of people along the floor, and everybody can point out where they are. That's happened to us quite a few times, and we have had people who've seen fully formed people at the end of a corridor or in a room or standing beside them.
Kevin's job allows him to meet a lot of like-minded people, and that's what he enjoys most. However, it's certainly a conversation starter when people find out that he's a paranormal investigator.
It is a very interesting job because you get to meet different people. Most of the time when people find out that you do this kind of thing, the first reaction from them is, no, that's ridiculous. No way, you can't do that. That's strange. Within about 5 minutes, the same people are coming back and asking you questions. So what's involved and what do you do? And where have you been? What have you done? What kind of experiments do you use? That's the biggest one of all.
FM 104's Real Dublin Life.